You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Teresa Teaspoon Weatherspoon, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing, WSTR Radio.
And a few lucky bounces of the ping pong balls, and it certainly wouldn't hurt to have Maya Moore in town to get things started.
Well, I guarantee you that would be the thing that really would get us started if we got the balls to act right. And then I got the chance to just follow. I was over at OU when Connecticut played last year. Get a chance to see her in person. I will be looking, you know, again at having a chance to see her play. Hopefully, knowing that she'll be playing for us the next year.
Things will bounce.
We need a super. You know, you look at Chicago. They got files. They got players that have a face. If you look at the people that are the Minnesota, they got several faces over there already. But if you look at Tulsa, you know, I'm tired of being. I should not be the face of Tulsa. Shot. And a player's got to be that. And what other plays would a young lady fit so perfectly in? In a community, or in, we got the smallest market, but I tell you what, we're probably going to have the most rabid and loyal fans before this thing is over with. So to get a person like a Maya Moore to come to a franchise that just begun gives her a chance to completely build it. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Uh-huh.
You know, if I'm a youngster and I look around at all the teams. And every team out there has got at least three players that I call wild players. Almost every team's got three wild players. And I look at Tulsa, and you don't have any?
It takes time, unfortunately, doesn't it?
That's what I mean.
You know, it would, yeah. you know,